Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Hey, Lena, this is John Burns, Access. How you doing? John Burns in Florida. I talked to you about the company. We do walk-in coolers. Yeah, the company, I'm registering the company with you. We've got a case right now. What we do, we're overseas, and of course I'm in Miami, right? And the main office is in Virginia now. So we're all set up, ready to go. I want to register the company so I can get credit. You know, we're going to put it on a website that has the people call. But I wanted to get credit from our company every time they call. You were talking to me that I could get some type of commission on each deal.
Yeah, but it depends on how many clients, and in every case it's determined by our credit what the commissions are.
Right. How many was it again? Does it go by the amount or just a client? Does it go by the amount?
Yeah. No, by the amount after a certain amount.
Give me that amount again, because I got one right now. We're working with you right now. You don't know about. What's the amounts again? Remember I
and
asked
who,
you?
Who is that one who's working with us?
No, you were going to work. I was going to work with you on this. We're making a quote. I'm going to do that in a minute. I forgot. What was the breakup point again?
I need to talk to my credit when I will have your information as the vendor.
Right. So now,
so when
the
I
vendor,
get all the information, who you are, like who's the vendor is, I can get the vendor approval. But it's always better if you will send the first client. That's at that point, it would be good to approve you as a vendor.
Okay, that'd be good. Now here's the situation. Now it's going to be about $180,000. I don't know if you do this. We're doing the walk-in coolers are going to be around $90,000 for two walk-ins. Electric doors, it's going to be around $115,000. But we're also installing, doing a turnkey. We're doing the electrician. We do everything. So the turnkey amount is $180,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
can you put on
the
invoice
like to,
more? Okay.
We're going to have an invoice.
Yeah, okay. Listen, we do get them credit for installation and delivery. So delivery charges, taxes, all this. So it's always better to have less manpower and, you know, just handling more on the some less soft cost, more real cost. So you can bump up the price of the equipment. That I don't care if you will, but if you can make, just the salary or whatever you charge for the installation, for your manpower installation,
uh-huh.
You can charge for parts for the installation. You can make separately parts for the installation, like cables, stuff like that, you know?
This job, probably two big boxes. Probably going to be around $25,000 to install the boxes, refrigeration, and then we're going to be doing cement with cementing 8 inches. We're hiring somebody to do it. Okay, that part.
Okay, got
and
it.
And then
but
putting it on the roof.
The invoice you provide, I don't care how much you charge your client, but the invoice which you provide to me. Please break down so it would be more in the hard cost and less in the
I'll just raise the equipment amount and then then we can work it from there.
Okay. And who is your customer? I mean, it's a restaurant or what?
No, it's a food bank. Big food bank.
Food bank?
Food bank.
And do you know how long they've been in business? How is their credit? You don't know.
About 20. They're probably in the business probably 20 years, 25.
Okay. Do you have my application for credit?
Yes.
Yeah. So have them fill the application, sign it, and I will need this application. Or you can give me the phone.
See, here's what I need from you, which
Yeah.
In this case, it won't work. I just need it. I don't have to know exactly or near it. If we do 180,000, I know it's gonna be hard for you to do this, but for us to use you, you know, they probably got a grant for this thing. Okay, they may have a grant for the whole thing. I'm not sure, but if they don't, I wanted to show them what the lease would be on 180,000. I don't have a monthly fig. And what we want to do with our catalog.
You can tell them that the lowest we are giving to the businesses is probably, you can guess, like 5%.
Okay, 5%
for 5 years. 5 years.
Okay. And what would that be on 180? Just ballpark, 180. What would that be the monthly on 180? 5 years, 5%. What would that come out to a month? Can you just figure that out, approximately?
I need to ask them exactly how it. But you can tell them it's zero down. They will just need to pay first and last payment.
But we don't know if the payment is, so do you divide 5 into 180? 5 years? That'd be 60 months into 180? Is that what you're doing?
Well, no. It's 5 years with 5%. So, let's see. You said it's 180, right? Oh, God.
Right.
All right. It's about probably like $3,100 a month.
Okay. Question.
Again, it's if they're qualified. We have all different programs. So
I understand. I understand. That's all I was asking. I got you. Now, here's a question I got. I am the director of sales for the United States. Uh-huh. And we also do overseas. You don't do overseas, just the United States?
What we can do, we can reimburse your customer in the first 30 days for the overseas, or it can go through you. If you will give me the invoice, I don't care from where you are getting your your supply or your equipment.
We're a manufacturer.
Long as the invoice is from you, from American-based company.
Okay. Now, we have American base. We have a number and everything. I would like to email that to you tomorrow, so you got me for the commission.
But
so anything
I'll
is a confidence.
I'll get you approved. But I will need the documents from your customers. Only in this case we get the approval of the vendor. We cannot get a vendor approved.
I understand.
Before they
no problem.
Give somebody.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand.
Okay.
I just, what I'm doing is, the people that I'm working with are from India, so they don't understand leasing companies here in America. So they wanted me to handle it. So what I'm trying, what do you need from me?
This is the lease where when the lease is over, it's theirs. Call it the lease, explain to them that we call it lease, so it benefits them on their taxes. It's immediately tax deductible instead of the depreciation schedule.
So if they're paying about $3,200 for a company, how much would they be saving tax-wise a year? If they're paying
They will get the whole equipment. They will have the whole $180,000 or whatever equipment is, whatever equipment prices, they will have it as a tax deduction.
And that would be itemized off their...
Yeah, plus the interest on the loan is tax deductible.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's good.
So for them, it's a very good deal.
See, what I'm trying to do is, like, we're going to have it on the website. We're going to put you on the website. And you and another company, but I'm the one, they're having Marlin Leasing, but I just wanted you on there, but they wanted two so that people could choose. But when they choose you, which is what, you know, I'll be doing most of the selling anyhow.
See, we work with Marlene sometimes too. You have to be very highly qualified for Marlene's pretty.
I know. That's why I'm going to stick with you. Now, the reason I'm doing this is that I want to get the commission off the company because, you know, we're going to be doing probably 10, 20 million a year.
You know, as soon as the first customer is approved, I will let you know.
Okay, then you send the check to me. Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Whatever the check is.
No, we do not send you a check. We do it tax-free for you. We will send you a credit card, uploaded credit card, and we can upload it every time so you will have money on the card so you don't have to show it to your company or to anybody. You don't have to pay tax.
Wow, I love it. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you the name of the company, though, but at least you got the name, so you know what's going on. The name of the company
is... I don't need the name now.
You don't need now. Okay. All right. I'll let you know when we get the app. Okay. Just in case one of the younger people send it to you, you wouldn't know who it was. That's all. You know it's me.
Okay.
That's all I'm doing.
Don't
so in case somebody else...
Don't worry. Don't worry. I know it will be from you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.